is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 2nd of June, 2010. It's the birthday of the novelist Barbara Pym, born in Oswestry, England, 1913. Wanted to be a writer growing up, went off to Oxford, settled back home in Oswestry, and wrote a novel called Some Tame Gazelle. It was widely rejected, and Barbara Pym went off to do other things during World War II. Finally, in 1950, it was published. She was 37 years old. It got good reviews, and she published a number of novels after that, quiet, humorous novels, not much happens in them, satiric novels, novels of manners. And she was surprised in 1963 when she sent in her manuscript an unsuitable attachment, and her publisher wrote back that her style of writing was out of date. She sent the novel around to other publishers. They rejected it as well. Wrote another novel. That was rejected by everyone, as was a third in 1970. And for 16 years, Barbara Pym did not publish. Her friend, the poet Philip Larkin, wrote to her, "It seems such a sad state of affairs. If such tender, perceptive, and intelligent work can't see the light just because it won't go in America, or some tasteless chump thinks it won't go in paperback." And then in 1977, Philip Larkin was asked by the Times Literary Supplement to nominate the most underrated writer of the century, and he nominated Barbara Pym, and suddenly she became famous. Published two novels in the next 3 years, she was the subject of a BBC program. Her early novels came back into print, and she was published in the United States and died of cancer in 1980. It's the birthday of the man who said, "Try to learn something about everything and everything about something." Thomas Hardy, the novelist, poet, born in Dorset, England, 1840, considered himself a poet first and foremost, even though he didn't get a book of poems published until he was 58 years old. Best known for his novels Far from the Madding Crowd, Tess of the D'Urbervilles, and Jude the Obscure, all set in his fictional county of Wessex in southwestern England. Here's a poem for today by Jean Lohman entitled Peonies. Grandma called them pioneers, and I didn't know why. They smelled so good, the full lush petals crowded thick, the whole flower heavy on its stem, the leaves dark and rich and green as shade in Chautauqua woods where each spring I hunted for violets. What could there be to pine for on this earth? Now I think maybe it was Missouri she missed, and maybe that was what somebody she knew called peonies there before she traveled to Ohio. A 16-year-old bride whose children came on as fast as field crops and housework. Her flowers saved her, the way they came up year after year, and with only a bit of care, lived tender and pretty, each kind surprising, keeping its own sweet secret, lily of the valley, iris, the leathery-leafed cosmos, lilacs and their white and purple curls, flamboyant sweet peas and zinnias, the bright 4 o'clocks and delphinium, blue as her eyes, and the soft peony flowers edged deep pink. In her next life, I want my grandmother to walk slowly through the gardens in England and Kyoto. I want to be there when she recognizes the flowers and smiles when she kneels and takes the pioneers in her hand. A poem by Jean Lohman, Peonies, from her collection Calls from a Lighted House, published by Fithian Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, creators of the Chicago Poetry Tour, a virtual tour of the history of modern poetry featuring archival recordings, photographs, and music. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.